Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
That's right. We are about to have a lot of fun here on Today's Homeowner Radio, and we're going to share with you a lot of information that I guarantee you, you can use at your home right away. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to December, Danny.
I'll tell you.
Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. How about you? You and the family have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. It was great, and it was nice to be able to have a few days off there. And I steered away from a lot of the heavy eating, too, which I hate to get that lethargic feeling. So it was seafood extravaganza.
Oh,
so,
beautiful.
Yeah, that worked out well.
So you're saving the heavy eating for the Christmas party,
I guess,
right?
So, yeah. I made it through one. Ready for the next one now. So.
Well, welcome everyone to the show. And Danny and I are here each and every week to talk about home improvement. So if you have a question about your home, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And we want to remind you of that special phone number that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Today's Homeowner Hotline. 800-946-4420 is all you have to do is just give us a call. Let us know any question that you may have, anything that you would like for us to discuss here on the radio show. Let us know what that is. And more often than before, we're now getting some great comments where people are saying, hey, I tried this, it worked well, or hey, you might want to try this, it worked well for me. All of that is welcome. It's part of the Today's Homeowner community that we're so happy that we've been able to put together over this last 10 years, and certainly glad you're listening today. And again, as we always guarantee, we're going to provide you some information I know you can use. And Joe, one of the things I was thinking about earlier today with a lot of the parts of the country certainly have gotten very, very cold, and in others, pretty much the lawn mowing is almost done. So thought it would be good here at the top of the show for us to remind people a little bit about a few of the things that really won't take long, but is certainly a good thing to do, especially when you're putting up any of that lawn equipment, your leaf blower that might be gas powered, certainly your lawnmower, lawn tractor, all of those things. You hear about draining all the fluid out of it. You hear about if not putting fuel stabilizer in it, but I've always been one to think about just completely eliminating all gas in any engine like that when you're storing it.
Yeah, if you have gas-powered equipment, and Danny's down in Mobile, Alabama, so you guys are probably still mowing lawns, but here in Connecticut, we stopped mowing lawns a while ago, and I took my lawn tractor, and the last time I used it was about a week ago, not to mow the lawn so much, but to blow the leaves. I just grind them up with the mower and blow them into the woods, so that's a lot easier than raking them. But yeah, what you don't want to do is just park it in the garage and wait till spring and just cross your fingers and hope it starts, because it won't. And then, it's a problem. And it's become more of a problem, Danny, because of the ethanol in the gasoline. I think most U.S. gasolines are about 10% ethanol. Mm-hmm. And you don't want that stuff sitting because it gums up and it comes up the carburetor, the fuel lines. And so you want to drain it out. Now, there are recommendations where you can just put fuel stabilizer in it. And that's supposed to keep the gas fresh throughout the winter. I've never done that. And I'll tell you what I've done. And it's worked great for the last 10 years I've had this lawn tractor. Last time I mow it or blow the leaves, I just wait till it's almost out of gas and I just let it run. And that just runs all the gas out. It burns the gas out of the entire fuel system. You make sure, I learned this the hard way, you make sure you're really close to wherever you want to park your lawn tractor for the season, because I've had to push it up a couple of hills. I usually get it close to where I need it to be and I just let it run.
And the reason that you don't want to leave that gas in there is because of condensation. So it's going to, create moisture inside the tank, and all of that mixing with the fuel certainly is not good the next time you try to crank it up. So actually, Joe, my father, when we used to go fishing all the time, that was one of the big rules there is to completely run all of the gas out of the engine. And again, to your point, you kind of want to be close to where you're headed there.
Or you'll That's be... why he brought you, so you could row the boat.
Yeah, or you'll be downriver before you know it. But I'll tell you, that must have worked, must be pretty good, because I actually have my father's Evinrude 18 horsepower Evinrude right. motor, and it is right now 51 years old.
Wow.
And will still crank just fine. So it must be a good way to really make that equipment last. But also, you know, when you're talking about a lawnmower, if you really want to be proactive and be that smart homeowner that we all try to be, then go ahead and sharpen that blade and have it ready to go, or put a brand new one on there and have it, and make sure you clean underneath the deck of the lawnmower, because all of those, anything that's stuck to the underside of that deck can cause it to rust. And just give it a really good cleaning, that air filter, clean it. The fuel filter. You know, it doesn't take long on a small engine like that to really have it ready. And again, like so many things that you do to your home, it gives you a great peace of mind that you're ready when spring rolls around again. I think that's
two more things.
Yeah, okay, good.
Two more things I wanted to mention is, if you're messing with the lawnmower blades or you're under there scraping the deck, always pull the ignition wire off the spark plug.
Yes, good idea.
Because it could start accidentally. Mm-hmm. If that spark plug's hooked up and you turn that blade, you know, and you don't want to be anywhere near it if that happens. So first, you know, always disconnect the cable from the spark plug. And if it's a long lawn tractor and it has a battery in it, take the battery out during the winter. Take it completely out.
It'll go dead if you don't.
Definitely be dead. And store it inside. And then come spring, just put your battery charger on it, charge it to full capacity, and put it back in. I've done that for about the last 5 or 6 years, I think it's been. And the battery starts the tractor up immediately in the spring.
These things, you know, may sound like a lot of work, but it really aren't if you just go out and take care of a few things like that. Not bad at all. Another thing you need to think about, you know, we've all had a little touch of cold weather. Some areas of the country have had some really freezing temperatures already, but now is a great time to think about any winterization efforts that you can make. The things that we talk about a lot is to insulate any of those pipes that are in uninsulated areas, your garage or underneath the house, in the attic. It's so easy to buy this foam insulation and it just slips right around it, a couple pieces of tape here and there, and not only have you insulated and protected it from a hard freeze and the damage that can happen with that, it also basically saves you money all year long, because when you have a water heater and it's supplying hot water to various areas of your home, if you have this little blanket around that pipe, it's going to use less hot water because you're not losing those BTUs as you're going from point A to point B. So this is always another thing that we might call it winterization sometimes, but it really helps you all year long. And also, Joe, I think those little styrofoam covers for outside hose bibs, always a great idea to have a few of those around.
Yeah, don't forget, if you have hose, but first of all, you should always disconnect your hoses and because they're full of water, and drain them, because if you leave them out there, the water's going to expand, it's going to rip the hose. But you also want to drain the line, you know, the faucet itself. If you don't have a frost-proof hose bib, you know, I would consider installing. I've installed two of them on my house, and they work great. And all it does is, the way it works is, it shuts the water off, has a deep stem that goes out into the house about a foot or so. And so it shuts off the water a foot or two inside the house where it doesn't freeze, where a normal hose bib shuts off the water right at the faucet. So the water's right there and it freezes. So, but yeah, those covers work great. Now, I'm not sure if they work in like Maine as opposed to Virginia, but I'm sure the manufacturers would have a recommendation on it. And Danny, one more thing, you're talking about the foam pipe insulation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I put it on all my pipes in the basement, hot and cold water. Because in the summer, when there's high humidity, the cold water pipes drip.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
The condensation drips off it.
Sure.
So if you put it on, here's another little tip. It has a slit down the middle.
Right.
Always put that slit facing up, because obviously if it faces down, the water can still drip through it.
So gotcha. Makes sense.
Makes sense. Tip. Yeah.
All right. Well, great. And I guess one last tip. If you're going to have a nice roaring fire, let's open up the damper. It just makes for a more pleasant experience, because it only takes about 8 seconds to fill up
your entire house
with smoke, and the smoke detectors are going out. Suddenly, instead of sitting back and relaxing, you're out front telling the fire department, look, I made a little mistake, please leave, because you're embarrassing me around the neighbors and all that.
You're on all fours crawling for the front door.
All right. So anyway, we always like to remind you just a few things that might be of top of mind to you during this time of the year, so that you don't have have, you know, any of those problems that can sneak up on you if you're not really aware of this. Hey, we are going to have a great time here on today's Homeowner Radio and talk about a lot of different things. You know, one thing you hear a lot about is squeaky floors. You have carpet down, you're walking across, or like Joe, you're tiptoeing down to get a peanut butter sandwich in the middle of the night.
Slice of pizza.
Yeah, and it's squeaking. And what can you do if you have carpet down? We will share with you a number of things that you can do there, as well as several really cool giveaways from our friends at Woodcraft, Wet and Forget, and more. And all of that's happening right here on today's Homeowner Radio. You know, you're at the right place to get the most current, most practical, realistic home improvement information than you're going to find anywhere. And we're glad you're with us here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420. We'll be right back.
The Home Depot is giving Santa's Workshop a run for its money with free power tools from top brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Rigid, Ryobi, and Makita. Buy a select power tool or battery kit from any one of these trusted brands and get another select tool from the same brand free. Even Santa can't beat that. Free select power tools from top brands, only from the Home Depot Gift Center. How doers get more done. Valid through February 2nd while supplies last.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Tite Bond.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show, today's Homeowner Radio Show, just getting started this week. And at this time of the show, we always like to say how thankful we are of all the wonderful radio stations all over the country that air the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Like this one, a KJFF or KJF AM 1400 in Festus, Missouri.
And hello to station manager Kirk Mooney. Thank you, Kirk, for putting us on the air there. Festus Danny is located in far east central Missouri, just south of St. Louis and close to the Illinois state line. It was founded in 1878 and was originally called Tanglefoot.
Is that right? Tanglefoot.
Yeah, which sounds like maybe a community of very awkward and,
yeah,
and people stumbling around.
With lots of vines that you've
seen. Yeah, maybe that's it. You're tripping over vines. Yeah. But it was later changed to Festus, which means joy and festive.
Oh, great.
So it must be a pretty happy group of people down there. So welcome to everybody to the show. And if you have a question, get in touch with us.
Yeah, certainly appreciate you spending some of your busy weekend with us here. And if we can help you, all you have to do is pick up the phone, 1-800-946-4420. If you like to send emails, well, we like to get them. And you can send them through our website at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to go to Michigan and talk to Mary Beth. Mary Beth has some squeaky floors. Tell us all about it, and welcome to the show.
Well, I have more than some squeaky floors. My whole house squeaks.
Ouch.
Wow.
And it started out, I have a two-story colonial. It started out on the first floor. You know, you walk in a room and you have a couple squeaky spots. And then it started up the stairs. And now, I noticed this week, I can't step anywhere upstairs or downstairs where I don't squeak. I mean squeak.
It's not your shoes, is it?
No, I'm in my bare feet. Oh, okay. It might be my bones. I'm, you know, getting older. But right now, I think.
If that was true, you'd be squeaking in the supermarket and every place else.
I could be.
Are these hardwood floors, carpeted floors? What do you have there, Mary?
They're all carpeted.
All carpeted. Oh,
all
okay.
Carpeted.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, on something like this, and this is going to sound like a very labor-intensive solution, but it when you have something like this, you know, what's happened here is the plywood and the framing joist under it have some space between them. And that could have happened a lot of different ways, expansion and contraction. And you have just that little bit of friction that's causing the squeaking from happening all over like that. And since it's so widespread, probably the only foolproof way of solving the problem is also, of course, the most expensive. And that's to roll the carpet and the pad back, put a series of screws going through the decking all the way into the floor joist. And you just do this very methodically all over the entire floor, and that will stop all of the squeaks. Now, another way of going that you might want to try first, and we've done this very successfully many times on stairs that you have access under. And now, do you have access? Now, if this is the second floor, you would not have access to that second floor because of your ceiling, I assume.
Yeah.
Okay. But downstairs, if you you have a crawl space or basement?
I have a basement, and okay. I can see the floor up, you know, it's not finished.
Okay. Well, the problem with that is a lot of times, and, you know, if the house, approximately when was the house built?
1970.
Okay.
It's shifted. I think it's going to tip over.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Well, in 70, it could have been, depending on how they were building at exactly that time, it could be that you have just plywood and that you have your joist, your floor joist, and plywood on top of it. If that's the case, you actually can use a construction adhesive in a tube of caulk and caulk everywhere the plywood meets the joist. And then just, I mean, it's, you know, dozen tubes of caulk, and you just basically you're binding those things together to keep them from squeaking. Now, if you did that, of course, again, it's going to take quite a while under a basement working overhead and so forth. I would venture to say you would probably knock out 50 to 75% of the squeaks. It just depends on how it's built. But upstairs, really, Joe, I think about the only way there would be having to peel that carpet back, unfortunately.
Well, I'm getting new carpeting the next week.
There. Oh.
I was going to offer you another suggestion, but that, if you're getting new carpeting, that's the time to do it. Leave time in between taking up the carpeting and them putting in a new one, obviously, because it's going to take a while. A house built in the 1970s, they may have just nailed down that plywood floor, the subfloor, which might be part of the reason it's popping up and you're going to have to put down. I would use 2-inch screws and just put them wherever you need them.
And yeah, this is, and like Joe said, make sure you allow time for it. And I'm not sure the carpet guys will be patient enough to do this. So
yeah, I'm sure they won't.
It may be to remove, you know, to have someone help remove the carpet. And a great hint on that, don't try to pull those 12-foot pieces of carpet out there. Cut them in 3 or 4 foot runs, roll them up, throw them out the window, or, you know, take them down the stairs or whatever to make that a lot easier. Clean it up real well. Find where those joists are. Pop chalk lines on it. And then put a screw in about every 6 inches. And that's the only way you're going to be able to seal it. I'll tell you something else that I like to do in a situation like this. Wherever the plywood butts together on the 4 foot side of it, I would caulk that. Even if it's just the simplest little crack, I would caulk that with construction adhesive, just so that you're doing everything you possibly can to keep those squeaks from happening. Then when you put the new carpet down, I think you're going to be in great shape. So that's a great advantage and a once in a lifetime opportunity when that carpet's up to fix that problem.
Well, I guess I know what I'm doing for the next 4 days.
Mary Beth, I wanted to mention a couple other things. One, there is a company that makes a product called Squeak No More, and it's meant for driving screws through the carpeting into the plywood, and that does work. Of course, you have to find out where the joists are, but that's another option if there are places where you're not lifting up the carpeting.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, the stairs and stuff. No, I'm not getting new carpeting up in the hallway and down the stairs, but the bedrooms are my bedroom.
That.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, we hope we've been able to help you on that. And certainly, again, a great opportunity for you to take care of it while that carpet's up. And if we can help you in the future, we'll be glad to.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you take care. We'll see you again. Bye-bye now. Hey, here we go to the emails. If you'd like to send us an email, send us one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Michael in Virginia says, we're looking at buying a house that was built in 1930 and had an addition added around 2004. There are some cracks on the outside wall where the addition meets the house, and I can see light coming through them in the attic. How serious is this? Well, it depends on if it's still moving or not, and that's something that's a little hard to tell. If the cracks are more step-type cracks in the way that they're stepping and following a mortar joint, that's less serious than one that's a vertical crack. A vertical crack indicates that it's dropping and could continue to drop. But, of course, if you're seeing a crack through there, caulking it up carefully, it's not going to be pretty, but it'll seal that up very well, and try to do that from the inside and the outside and keep a close watch on it, because that's the only way you'll see if it's still moving. Joe, on a crack like that, now we're just assuming this is masonry, whether it's stucco or brick.
Right,
have you ever heard of taking a tiny piece of glass, like one of the slides that you would use when you look under a microscope, have you ever heard of that and gluing that over a crack? So that you can tell, you glue it with epoxy, if it's still settling, it will crack. Have you heard of that?
Right. I've heard of that. I've not actually done it, but I've heard of that. But if they're thinking of buying a house and they have this crack isolated in that they know it's the addition that was added to the old house, I mean, I can't imagine it's not a foundation problem. And I would have a house inspector, home inspector, or an engineer come and look at it before I ever purchase a house like that, because he may take a look at it and think, man, this house is, you know, that addition was not done properly, and there's no indication it's not going to continue to settle or move away from the house, and you know, then what are you going to do? That's important.
And that's something that really has always bugged me, because I've seen a lot of addition issues over the years, and people will build an addition onto the house, and it's like they're just sticking something on the house and not making it part of the house. You really have to tie that foundation in. You have to tie the joist in, the rafters in, the sheathing in, to really make it an intricate part of the house. And I just can't stand it when someone doesn't take that extra little step to really make it part of the house. Because the best compliment you can get when you build an addition, hey, where did you start and where does it end? That's the best compliment. Hey, we've got a lot more coming up for you here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, and it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. Christmas shopping doesn't always mean you have to get the biggest and coolest tool on the market. If you're shopping for someone who is always on their feet, you might want to show their feet a little love with the Wolverine Legend full-grain leather waterproof composite toe boots. These things have a feature they call DuraShock technology. Essentially, it means they add more comfort into every step, absorbing shock and returning energy. The waterproof full-grain leather upper and moisture-wicking lining ensures that your feet stays dry and comfortable all the time, and that makes them perfect for the hard-working person on your Christmas list. For more information on the Wolverine Legend full-grain leather waterproof composite toe boot, log on to HomeDepot.com. And you notice there we have a new tagline for our friends at Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. That's certainly who our audience is, people that really get out there and get a lot of information done. And it's probably just like our next caller, Sandy in North Carolina. Sandy, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Okay, tell us all about this rug and the floor issues and just a little headache you have there. Tell us about it.
Okay. I have off-white linoleum floor in my back hallway by my back door.
Mm-hmm.
And I had brought this big scatter rug to put back there. It's all pretty different colors. And I guess over time, people walking in and out, especially in the snow and rain and things like that, the rug gets wet. Those colors have seeped down into my linoleum. I have done everything I know to get rid of them, and nothing worked. So I need some help if anybody has any suggestions.
Wow.
Yeah, Sandy, so there's no backing on this rug, I assume? It's just a cloth rug of some sort?
Yes.
Yeah, and the colors are running from, like you said, from whatever, you know, probably water, whatever people are, when they walk in with wet shoes or boots.
Right.
Yeah. Other than cleaning it with, this is a vinyl, you said linoleum. Is it true linoleum,
yes,
or is it like vinyl, like a newer vinyl floor?
It's true linoleum because it's probably 25 years old.
Okay, it might be vinyl if it's that old, but either way, they do make, I would start with a cleaner specifically designed for resilient flooring. Resilient flooring is basically vinyl flooring. And you can get it at Home Depot. There's probably two or three different types because that's specifically designed to clean that type of flooring, and it would clean linoleum as well without harming the floor. So I would try that first. And if that doesn't work, what you could try is spray water onto the floor, sprinkle baking powder onto it. Baking soda, not powder, baking soda onto it. Wait 20 minutes or so, and then scrub it with a soft bristle scrub brush. And you can even just do one small area to see if that works. It won't harm the floor, but...
Right.
Because that, I know, works. Sometimes you get stains from the backing of a rug that deteriorates and sticks to the floor. And I know it works for that, so it might work for this as well.
Okay.
And then the only thing... And once you get it clean, you're going to have to put some kind of waterproof liner under this rug to prevent it from happening, because there's no reason it's going to not repeat itself, right? So they do make these plastic trays, really shallow plastic trays that go under... entrance rugs. So you might want to get one of those.
Right. Well, I'd really appreciate that. That'll help a lot. I'm going to try it.
Okay, Sandy. Well, good luck with that.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for being with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We got a lot more to share with you here. And Clint, I'd like to tell you about the Woodcraft Giveaway. If tools are on your Christmas list, well, you're in luck. We're teaming up with our friends at Woodcraft to give away a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card. It's our Tools Under Your Tree giveaway. Now, you can buy a lot of tools for $1,000, so make sure you enter today. All you have to do is head to todayshomeowner.com/giveaway to sign up for your chance to win. Woodcraft carries power tools, hand tools, woodworking supplies, and so much more to fill up your workshop. You don't want to miss out on this. Again, enter to win a $1,000 Woodcraft gift card at todayshomeowner.com/giveaway. It's happening now through December 15th. So you don't want to let that slip away from you. And who knows, you might get lucky and win that special prize. That's a great way to go. Let's go to the emails here again. Let's see. Marcus in Pennsylvania says, I just bought my first house, and I'm about to install some engineered wood flooring. According to the installation instructions, the last row of flooring must not be less than half the width of the planks. The planks are 5 inches wide, but the instructions don't tell you how to determine the width of the last row. Do you know how?
I guess they're saying, good luck, Marcus. Just start. I know. Figure it out when you get to the firewall.
You know, this is so ironic because just last night I was reading the in-depth instructions on how to install the 2,400 square feet of 5-inch wide engineered flooring in my own home.
Oh.
And I read the exact same thing about that it shouldn't be less than half the width of the plank. And,
right.
And what they're trying to do is to, you know, balance out the flooring in a room that you're installing in so that when you get to the baseboard on the other side of the wall from where you start, you're not ending up with a little 3/4-inch or 1-inch strip. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty simple. You just measure one of the pieces of wood, even though it says it's 5 inches, make sure it nets out at 5 inches, and then it's time to do a little math because you're measuring the room, converting it to inches, dividing it by five, and if it comes out somewhat even at a 5-inch increments, then you're fine. You just start with a full piece and move across. If not, then you may have to split one down the middle to get started with in that room, so again that you don't end up with that on the other side of the room. But to tell you the truth, Joe, I mean, it's nice to balance things out, particularly in a small room. That's why ceramic and so forth is always, you know, you lay it out from the center. But it's not the end of the world in a large room if it's 4 inches on this side and 2 inches on the other. I don't think anybody was going to notice that.
No, yeah, it's not so much, I think, for balance, because once all the boards are down, they're not as, you know, it almost becomes one monolithic slab of wood, where with tiles with the grout in between, it's really obvious and you're usually in a much smaller space. But with engineered flooring, the reason it's important is because they engineered it to move with humidity and they don't want a plank too wide. But it doesn't, I mean, they say less than half. If it's a 5.5-inch board and you have 2 inches on one side and 2.5 on the other, I mean, that's fine, as long as you're close to that 2.5-inch mark in this case. But yeah, you don't want to end up with a little narrow rip, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're moving along with today's Homeowner Radio this week. When we come back, we'll give you an opportunity to win our monthly Wet and Forget giveaway pack that's always so popular. And, of course, we have a lot of fun with that. Also, we have a listener that shared with us a very unique story about his return air grill and how he solved the problem and is a lot more comfortable today. We're going to share all of that and more here on today's Homeowner Radio. Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com. Did you know that the air inside your home is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside? Reducing that pollution is important to protecting your family's health, and one of the best ways to do that is by increasing ventilation. That's what the folks at Braun specialize in. From bath vent fans and range hoods to whole house ventilation systems, Braun products are designed to improve your indoor air quality, protect your family, and last a long time. Check them out online at Braun.com. Braun, bringing fresh ideas home. Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet and Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet and Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaningsavings. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. TightBond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Transform your old kitchen and bath countertops into real stone masterpieces with a great holiday deal from Deitch Coatings. Now through December 15th, they're offering a 15% discount and free shipping on their Spread Stone Mineral Select countertop refinishing kits. Use the code XMAS15 at DeitchCoatings.com and you'll get the kit for just $106. Don't wait, that's DeitchCoatings.com and use the code XMAS15 for great holiday savings.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products and by Braun.
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it.
That's what you have to do in order to be eligible to win our monthly Wet and Forget giveaway. It's really pretty easy. This is something we've been doing for years and years. And basically, all you do is call the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420, and say that phrase.
Hey, forget about it.
That's how easy it is. And don't forget to leave your information for us to be able to contact you back in case you win the Wet and Forget prize package that contains a Wet and Forget ball cap and a half a gallon each of Wet and Forget indoor, outdoor, shower, and Miss Muffet's Revenge spider spray. So certainly best of luck to everybody there. And we always enjoy hearing all of the entries there and the very creative ones. So, you know, bring them on and best of luck to you. Again, that's 800 946-4420. 20. You know, Joe, we got such a great group of listeners throughout the country.
Sure.
We like to call them our Today's Homeowner community. And so many times, we encourage you to call the Today's Homeowner hotline. If you got something that strikes you, hey, I want to tell Joe and Danny about this particular thing. And a lot of times it may solve a problem that you have with your house. And some of them are fairly unique, like this particular call that came in.
Hi, guys. I have something that happened to me. You will not believe what happened. I purchased my home 20 years ago. Well, the house never was as warm as it could be in the winter and never was as cold as it should be in the summer. The problem with this house was there was only two return airs, and both return airs were on the lower level. But something strange happened. One day, after living here for almost 20 years, I walked past the return air near the front door and put my hand down there, and I could not feel any air being sucked in. This return air was directly above the furnace in the basement. So whenever you walk past this return air, you could hear it running. But in 20 years, I never reached down to actually feel. So I discovered that day that return air had been blocked off 25 years ago. And
wow.
The only return air was the one way at the other end of the house in the dining room. Now I've got more air and more heat and air conditioning that I know what to do with. Of course, I've got a bigger system that I'm wasting money with, but now at least I've got two return airs and much better heat and cooling. That's just ridiculous, right? I mean,
wow.
You lived there for 20 years, and you think that return air is actually sucking in, but because it's directly above the furnace, it's really just the noise that you hear, and there's no air going through it. How about that?
Wow.
That's a good one, yeah.
Wow. Well, that takes a pretty big man to admit that maybe he hasn't changed that air filter in 25 years,
yeah.
Or
maybe
something.
His wife doesn't listen to the radio. Maybe
yeah, I'll tell you, that's there's a lot of unusual things there with that. But it just goes to show you, when you buy an existing house, certainly it's very important to have a home inspector take a look at it. It's also very important at least once a year to have your furnace serviced. And that's one of the things certainly they would discover in finding out, you know, where the return air, how it's working, how the filters look. Is there any, you know, leaks or anything in the plenum area and that kind of thing. But boy, at least he ends up with a good end to the story. But 20, 25 years without checking out that return air, let's don't do that, all right?
Right, right. I can imagine listeners all over the country now running to their cold air return and like unscrewing the register and sticking your hand down there, making sure it actually goes somewhere.
Or, you know, when you have, I mean, this is a simple test by taking just a piece of tissue, Kleenex or whatever,
right. Yeah.
And when the system's running, it's just hold it up there and it should go right up against that.
Yep.
and hold. Same way when you're, want to check your exhaust on your range hood over your cooktop or even in the bathroom to be able to do that. But, you know, it does remind me, I had a home inspection business for years and years prior to getting busy with a television show and radio show. And I remember one particular gentleman, an older man that was following me around, that was the owner of the house. It was selling the house. And I was walking down the hallway there. And, of course, one of the things a home inspector will do is to, you know, look at the return air, pull the grill down, pull the filter out, look around really well to make sure everything's fine, just part of the inspection. Well, it caused just a little bit of a panic. And so I stopped and kneeled down, and the older gentleman says, well, what are you doing there? I said, well, I need to check in here. He goes, just a minute. And he peeked around the corner. I think he was locating where his wife was at the time. He came back in the hall and says, go ahead. Well, when I pulled that down, I didn't know what was going on or why I acted that way. But when I pulled the grill down and I took the filter out, well, there were a few bottles of whiskey.
Oh, no.
And a couple of them were down a little bit. I mean, he had, three nice brands there, I'd have to
right.
say. But anyway, I was disclosing potentially
right.
his little stash there. So I he says, "We good?" And I winked at him and said, "Fine." And I did not put that on the report, assuming when he left, it would leave with him. But you never know when you're out looking around a house what you might find. I almost caused a little panic there, but we worked it out, and everybody was fine. And the house was in fantastic shape, and I didn't find any other stashes anywhere else. But you never know what you'll find when you root around in a house like that.
Yeah, you sell the house, and you get 3 bottles of whiskey.
I know it.
As a bonus.
Bonus,
yeah,
exactly. Good. Hey, you can tell we just cover all kinds of different subjects here, and we do love when people interact with us over the Today's Homeowner Hotline, or you send us an email. And you can send an email, too, at todayshomeowner.com/ask, or the phone number, of course, 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline. And you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with Joe Truini. We'll be right back. Is keeping out the cold on your to-do list? With Duck Brand weatherization products, you can quickly and easily make your home more comfortable and efficient, saving you energy dollars along the way. Duck Brand's affordable product line includes a roll-on window kit that comes in different sizes and strengths, including standard and max strength. These kits create a weather-tight seal with no hassle and no measuring. That's my kind of DIY project. To learn more and find a retailer near you, visit duckbrand.com.
The Home Depot delivers on your terms. Just say when, where, and how. Get free delivery on over a million items. No membership required. Need it fast? Order in-stock items online and pick them up in as little as 2 hours. Or tell us when you'll be home and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit homedepot.com for details.
Chelsea here. When I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV or radio shows, I'm sharing projects, how-to DIY tips, and other home inspiration over on my blog at checkingochelsea.com. Be sure to stop by, sign up for my newsletter, and watch my latest episode to get home improvement information with a Chelsea twist. I don't spare any details, so you'll know how to take a project from zero to completion and hopefully enjoy the process. See you soon over at checkingochelsea.com. Brought to you by Titebond.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone. Breathe easy.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And welcome back. So glad that you're with us this week. Hope everything's going well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and you're able to pause a little bit and show your thanks to all the great things that are happening. You know, maybe your life isn't going exactly the way you want it, but it's not hard to look around and realize you got it a lot better than many others around. So be thankful for what you got, and that includes your home. You know, 96% of everybody listening to us here on Today's Homeowner Radio currently own a home, and that other percentage there certainly are probably looking at buying a home. That's why we feel so good when we're able to share with you a lot of the different things that you need to know about your home so that it doesn't become a headache or a burden, because it can be a very pleasant experience being a homeowner. And part of that is learning the little things like our simple solutions that Joe shares with you every week. Joe, share with us another one.
Okay, Danny, this is one for actually a couple little tips. If you're installing baseboard molding or shoe molding and you have to cut what are called coped joints into the corners, these are for the inside corners. And the outside corners, you can just cut a miter joint, 45-degree miter joint, but on inside corners, you really should cut a cope joint with a, and it's called a cope joint because you use a coping saw, and the two pieces fit tightly together. And what you'd first do is you trim the molding at 45-degree angle, then you use a coping saw to cut along the profile. But in order to see that exact cut, what you do is take a pencil and rub it along the edge of that 45-degree cut. And what it does is it highlights exactly where you need to cut and makes it really easy to do. So once you cut it away, what you're basically doing is kind of back cutting the molding so the next piece of molding will fit tightly into it. But after you cut it, it'll be a little rough and the fit won't be great. And the easiest way to sand that I've discovered, they make certain tools and files, but what I do is I just get wooden dowels, you know, just like 6 or 8 inches long, of various diameters that are roughly match the radius of the cut on that you made in the molding, and just wrap it in sandpaper and just kind of rub it back and forth, and you can get a perfect fit where when you those two nest together, you'd never know there was even a seam there. So that's a trick. First, highlight the cut line with a pencil, and after you cut it, use wood dowels of various diameters wrapped in sandpaper to fine-tune the fit.
Boy, you really appreciate when you see someone, a trim carpenter, with that coping saw and coping those joints right out and then pulling it there and nice and tight. And especially if you're talking about stain molding, because there's not much forgiveness there. It's
right.
Got to be right because you don't want to, gob a bunch of colored putty up in there to make it right. So, you really admire those guys that can handle a good coping saw like that. Just several ways of doing it. And another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. You can see 500 of these things online right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Boy, Joe, we've had a busy, busy hour here.
That went quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly did. And a lot of great information, a lot of simple things that people are able to do. And, we're able to help you with just about anything that you have that's a challenge for you as a homeowner. And we certainly have a busy second hour coming up. But if you're listening on a radio station that does not carry the second hour, no problem. You can keep from missing out on anything by heading over to todayshomeowner.com/radio. Each and every week, Joe Truini and myself are here to share with you the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. We certainly appreciate you spending this hour with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.